ध्यानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्तिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै काले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय I am speaking here on bhakti. What is bhakti? For this I have taken one shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami from his Chaitanya Bhakti Goswami. What I have explained in my evening class and yesterday, day before yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Govinda Bhakta Prabhu will speak, explain the sub and substance what I told. Then I will begin. In very easy language that all can understand. अन्नाभिलाषिता शून्य ज्ञान कर्मजनाकृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशील रुद्रगोस्वामी टोल्ड दैट एनीवन हैज नो नॉट अ वेरी लिटिल attachment with world, no desire at all, no desire, any desire, worldly desire. And in the other hand, if he has no Krishna prema, affection of Krishna, then what will be? It will be like zero. Try to understand. If you have no worldly desire at all, but yet you have no desire to serve Krishna, it will be like zero. This is called jnana. Annihilation oneself in God. But not one point is. So we should be careful for this. Bhakti has so many stages. It may be that in first stage this sloka is not full speed. Not so much applicable. It means something bhakti, but not solely bhakti. This is the first earlier stage. In that stage, it will not be called uttama bhakti, pure bhakti. Or bhakti, in this stage, is not pure. Mixed with so many desires, worldly, so many jnana, karma and all others are there. Our heart is not improved. But we should try to develop in the association of pure Vaishnavas. Otherwise, we cannot improve. So,
He is telling that only one desire should be there.
Other, if you are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, but yet you are wanting something from Krishna, say me, I want a child, I have no child, I want a child. Very beautiful wife I want. I want very, very beautiful husband. I want very big and palatial buildings. I want so many things. If you are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remember Krishna, but still having these desires, that bhakti is not your bhakti. But in first case, first beginning, it may be like so. But you will have to reform it. Only there be a desire, pure bhakti sutra. Oh Krishna, I don't want anything. I'm satisfied with the by all things you have given to me, child, wealth, reputation, or anything, money. If you have nothing, given nothing, yet I am satisfied. So I want only your bhakti, to serve you. This will be there. But if it is not so, don't be hopeless. Gradually it will come. From any seed first comes a sprout, then leaves, then branches, then more branches, more leaves, then flowers, and the after that fruits comes. So we should try to do that. But on the other hand, we should always try that worldly desire should not come. Second thing is that if you want to make your bhakti pure, then be careful for karma and jnana, yoga, tapasya, and all other things. Remember, you should try to see that without karma we cannot alive. You will have to do something. If you give up everything, then you will must die. You will have to take birth, breath, you will have to see by ears, eyes, you will have to hear from this. If you are not doing drinking water, you will die. So karma is essential. Karma means activities are essential for your life. But try to make these activities, they should, in the guidance of bhakti, they should be for bhakti. Otherwise your bhakti will hamper. You know Sanatana Goswami, the elder brother of Sanatana Goswami. He was the Prime Minister of in India at that time. He was managing everything there as a Prime Minister. King used to say him, give respect. That I don't know anything about management of whole kingdom. You are doing so. What hand? Sanatana Goswami met the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. He was changed totally. King thought that he is going to give up his position. So he called him and told, why you are not looking after this kingdom?
the management and everything. If you are not looking after that, everything will be ruined. So we should look after. He told that, I'm not feeling well, I'm ill. You should try to choose any prime minister or other. I cannot do that. Why? You are so healthy. You are reading Bhagavatam with so many renounced Vaishnavas. And you are not looking after my kingdom. He told us, I cannot do that. Then he took him into jail. And he was prisoned there. And he went to invite Kalingara, Odisha, where Jagannath was there. Sanatan Goswami called the jailer, and in front of him he gave at that time $5,000 or golden coin. It was so much. The jailer told that the what can I do? I cannot do anything. King will punish me. He will punish me. He again took more thousand golden coins and kept in his palm. Then he was thinking, this is not less. By this I can manage my whole life if the king comes and he rejects me. So I should take it. And he took and he left him. Sanatana Goswami was going to Vrindavan because he knew that I am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. There was a very big jungle, forest, dense forest. So many dacoits used to be there. And they used to know astrology. They knew that a person with his servant is coming, and he was prime minister, and he has some golden coins with him. They wanted to kill them and to take away the money. They pursued him and they brought him in the jungle in a very solitary place where the leader of the dacoits were there. They gave him very delicious food and very good weddings and everything. They respected so much. Sanatana Goswami was prime minister. He thought, why they are honoring me so much? There is some mystery. He called his servant and told Ishan, have you anything with you? Yes. I have 6 golden coins. Oh, this is like death. At last he gave 6 coins. And he, Sanatana Goswami, gave it to the leader of the dacoits. He began to smile. He told, oh, Krishna has saved you and me both. If you have not given this money, this golden coins, I would have slaughtered you. Oh, there is something. One coin is more with your servant, I know, by astrology. But no harm. What you want? He told that I want to go to Vrindavan to become a monk. You should help me take me out of this forest and take me in the way of Vrindavan. He was so much pleased and he gave a person to guide him. When they crossed the forest, Sanatan Goswami told his servant, "Ishan, have you anything more?" He told him, "One golden coin is with me." "Oh, you are so much attracted to this golden coin?" He told, "Not for me, but for you." But Sanatana Goswami told that, "I don't want. You believe in this golden coin, but not in Krishna and God. I don't want any. Come to you. With golden coin, you should go to your home later. You are not qualified to be with me." See, when we go to do bhajan, we jama karte hain, deposit so much money in banks. If whether I am renounce order or brahmachari or grihastha, grihastha may have something. But those who have given up everything, if they are collecting money, it is against bhakti. They have no faith on Krishna. So we must have faith. Sanatana Goswami told that person that, "Go from here, go to your home, make this money." He gave up that money also, and along being a prime minister, he was in one and told clothes. When he reached to Benares, Kashi, he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this fact. He had once called by anyone, "Oh, go on the door there is a saint, Vaishnav, call him." The person went there and saw that there is a Muslim fakir having so much breath and so much long hair, worn and torn, very wretched condition. He returned and told that, "I have not seen any bhakta or any Vaishnava." "Oh no, you should go and call anyone who is standing there." Then he went and called. "Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after him and he saw, "Yes, they are coming. Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna." And he embraced Sanatana Goswami. That very stage, Sanatana Goswami was running here and there. "Don't touch me, Prabhu, don't touch me. I am Mohammedan. I am a rotten person. I have no bhakti at all. Be pleased to meet, don't touch. Otherwise you will be impure." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being told, "I am touching you to be pure. I am not pure, but you are pure." This is the etiquette of Vaishnavas. We should behave like this to any Vaishnava. "Oh, I don't want to see him. Don't go to him." If a man is chanting Hare Krishna one time a day, even he should be honored. And if he is always chanting, we should do sarvang pranam and honor. And if any uttam Vaishnava like Sanatana Goswami, we should give ourselves in the lotus feet and offer to him, "I am your ever servant." Serving by
body, mind, soul and everything. Then bhakti can come otherwise, not then. If he had Vaishnava, he dishonor Vaishnava. Whether he is not so qualified Vaishnava, if he is in yet in Kanishta Vaishnava, but he should be. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling himself being Krishna. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself, he is showing the culture of Vaishnava. How a Vaishnava should be. He is himself telling that I am touching you, embracing you for my purification. At last, he embraced him. They both fell down on the earth, telling Krishna, Krishna, and rolling down on the earth. Then it was subsided. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking towards Sanatana Goswami. Don't close your eyes. Shut up your eyes. Don't give chance to sleep. Again, why he was looking? His clothes were worn and torn, so wretched condition, maila,
dirty.
Even he has a very good soul here. In the way his brother-in-law gave it, he did not want to take it, but yet he forcibly gave it. So it was on their shoulders. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami was so buddhimutti, wise. He at once went to Ganges Ghat. He saved him, like us, having this choti, indication for Golok Vrindavan. A belt for dogs here. Anyone cannot shoot a dog. So this is like this. Jump cannot come. Tail cannot come. So there was a beggar. He has gone and front built. It is called in Indian language Gudari. On top. Sanatana Goswami told him, oh, I want that. You should be merciful to me. Change by this shop with your own and torn clothes. Oh, you are joking me? At same time, Sanatana Goswami get his soul and two world and four and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased. If you want to do bhajan, anna bhilashita sunnam, like this is anna bhilashita sunnam. Understand? Only Krishna prem is there, love is there. It is wealth. Bhakti is wealth. By this Krishna can be controlled, then it will be uttama bhakti. Otherwise, not Uttama Bhakti. We tell to give consolation or enthusiasm. Is it right? To courage. So that he may not be discouraged. So we tell, oh, you are very good, bona fide Vaishnava. But this is to encourage him. Actually, not. What is the definition of sadhak? What is the definition? Can you tell? Anyone?
Utapanna
ratayah. All definitions have been given in Bhakti Rasamrita. Everything. If you are not reading and understanding, pure bhakti will not come. Pure love, affection to Krishna cannot come. And you cannot read yourself and understand. You will have to Go and read all these things which are very Shesta, Vatthaya, Rashi, Tattva Kuvaishna. Otherwise, we cannot follow. Rupa Goswami is telling, we are not all sadhak. We have not still come in the category of Utpanna Rataya Samyak. Utpanna Rataya Samyak. The meaning is this, is that he has a rati towards Krishna. First impression of prema, prema bhava, that is bhava, mood, has come in his heart. But still, suffering sorrows may come. There is some little karma fall. The fruit of karma is there. But he is very soon being qualified to see Krishna, to meet Krishna. Like Vilmagala Thakur. Difficulties will come. Sometimes any will pass. So many rogues may come. Some mental problems may come. But they will not affect that person who has some rati. Coming down from the Golok Vrindavan, from any one of the associates of Krishna, whether it is coming from father, mother, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, or coming from Siddham Subal, friends, or gopis, it will come. Electricity is not here. It comes from any station, power house, and if we don't pull it, connect, electricity will not come. The bulb will not give light. So rati is not here in this world. It comes from Golok Vrindavan. And if you do bhajan as he has indicated, then that pure bhakti rat in a form of rati becomes. And this is called bhava. When we are doing any sadhan by this body, mind, soul, and that rati is there, there are some anarths. There may be that there is namaprat, dhamaprat, shivaprat. Dhamaprat means offense towards name, offense towards dham, offense towards Vaishnava. Some very little. And he tries for pray or how? Then he sadhar. We should be ready for being a sadhar, real sadhar. I have told you that karma is essential. Activities for life, living life, is essential for all. We cannot be shaped without taking air, without taking water, without taking any food. So we must try for that. We'll have to do. But we should not do anything which is opposite bhakti and it will cover I'm getting instant, then you can understand it. In India, there are so many kings, so many rishis and maharshis, very qualified, some were yogi. You know the name of Shibi Maharaj. Perhaps you know. That was one Shibi Maharaj. Was a good person. He was so merciful to all. Always speaking truth, never telling lies, doing hitashikar, paropakar. Welfare for others. Always doing. Once Indra feared from him that he will take my position. So he himself took some goddess with him. He became Bajpakshi, eagle, and another became
pigeon.
Pigeon was flying and eagle was pursuing. At last, pigeon came in the life of that rishi, and he was so much breathing. He was so fearful. In the meantime, that eagle came and told Maharshi, "While you are taking my food, I am so hungry. Otherwise, I will die if you will not give me. This is my food." And pigeon was telling, "Shut me, shut me." The Maharshi told that I will save him. And he told to eagle that I will never return this. You can take anything in spite of that. He told that I am so hungry that I may die. So I want any food at once. So give a flesh from your body in wet to that pigeon. Understand? Then king told that yes. And he cut up his ear and gave so much flesh, more wet than that pigeon. Then eagle told that it should be wetted. And when wetted, his flesh was up. That is, it was less in weight. He told that more should be given. He gave his whole leg, but yet less. He gave his wrist, feet, and hands he gave. But even less, he sat on the weight. Take me. At once Indra appeared and told, "Something benediction you want, I will give you. What you will ask, I will give you." He told him, "Don't take examination like this. I know that you are in. Here, he did so much, but no connection of bhakti. Not for Krishna, not for Krishna. Associate, there was not a very little gandha, a smell of bhakti there. So he may well go to Swarga and again come. Maybe hawk or anything. If a man is chanting one name, it is more than that. If it is even not pure man, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But it is so many times more than that person. That can cover our bhakti. So we should
not be like this. Oh, I am feeling alone, I should marry. Why you are married? For Krishna or for your happiness? You should try to think it. And then marry. No harm. Like Pandavas married Draupadi. You can marry. No harm. But see whether I am marrying for Krishna pleasure or not. Anything you do, do for Krishna. Anything. With a relation with Krishna. So when we are in lower degree of bhakti, it is called Arokshiddha Bhakti. Arokshiddha Bhakti in Sanskrit name, I don't know in English name. Arokshiddha Bhakti. There is no bhakti. But we see that, oh, we are making garden or anything, patram, uspam, jat karoshi, jadashnasi, jat yuhoshi, radashi, tat kaunteyakur, tat kurushramadar. You are doing anything, and the fruit should be given to Krishna. This is lower degree of bhakti, very little. What you are doing for you, but you are getting to offering to Krishna. But if you are of Krishna and doing all for Krishna, it is so much better. There is difference so much. We should try to know these things, realize these things. To do for Krishna, and to give something, what we are doing, something to Krishna, so much difference. If I am becoming of Krishna, I am of Krishna. I have offered myself in the Lord's feet of Krishna, I am his servant. If you are doing anything, you will do for Krishna. And if you are doing something, you have a very good garden, there are so many mangoes, so many apples, so many things. Take a basket of fruits and offer to Krishna. It is good. But if you have offered your everything to Krishna and then that garden is of Krishna, I am the servant of Krishna, I am taking it for Krishna, then everything is okay. This is all for. Try to understand the principles of, fundamental principles of bhakti. Then no time you will be pure Vaishnava. It is not so hard, not very easy to be Krishna. Sometimes Sangha Siddha. What is Sangha Siddha? To be virtuous, to speak truth, to do welfare for others, these are certainly very good qualities. But if they are connected with Krishna, then they are bhakti, otherwise they are not bhakti. You cannot speak truth in any way. Why? If I am telling to that doctor Maharaj, doctor, that what is your name? He will tell his name, but his name is Kalpani. It is not the name of this body, other the name of soul. Father Mother has given, kept anything. I will ask that, who is the owner of this house? Who is the owner of this house? Kishan. But actually Kishan is not owner. He is not owner. His body is not of his own. Krishna has given wisdom, anything, money, Krishna has given. He will die after 1,000 years or 5,000 years, but he will die. Then, who will be the owner of this house? Government has made it and given, taking some. So anything we speak in this world is not true. When we realize that I am this Atma, then we will try. And then we will see that we are eternal servant of Krishna, God. And He is eternal or master. Then we can do it. And it will be perfect. It is now more than half hour. So it is written will be done. Munindra will be done.
Bhakti is explained Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha. Mixing. But now to chant, to remember, to do kirtan, to hear the pastimes of Krishna, to hear the pastimes of real Rishi Vaishnava, to worship, to serve, all these are 9. Sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, Sravanam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Darshan, Sakshar. Any of the 9. Or any of the 64 kinds of bhakti relating to Krishna, for Krishna, or for his associates. Anything related to Krishna, if he will do by mind, by soul, or by these activities, by indri, senses, it will be perfect. But it should be done for Krishna, or for any link should be there with Krishna. That it will be done. Like you are pouring water into sea plant, it will be perfect. Direct not to Krishna, but it will take you to Krishna. Because Vrinda has to shave. One Sakhi shave. And another plant, like Krishna has 2 shapes, one salagram, and another Krishna himself. So it is very easy to have Tulasi, and if we plant Tulasi, we do parikrama of Tulasi. A spirit will come here to serve Krishna. To serve Gurudev, what is this? This is not serving of Krishna. It seems from outside. But to serve Krishna is bhakti. Why? By serving of that Gurudev, he will tell you Harikatha, he will have his mercy, and you will go to Krishna. Without Guru, you cannot go. So it is essence. So all the 64 kinds of bhakti, any of one will lead us to Krishna bhakti. You know Sanatana Goswami, I told you about him. He met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to ask you some questions. He told, yes, you can ask any question you like. He asked the first question, who am I? Why am I happy in this world? And how can I be happy ever? Try to understand these questions. Who am I? why you are in distress. Those who have taken birth, they'll have to die tomorrow or day after tomorrow or in some years or up to 100 years, 1000 years we'll have to die. We'll have to be old. There are so many ropes, diseases, so many things. So we are here, unhappy in this world. Even there is no money problem. You are so strong, healthy. You are the Prime Minister of England or India. I don't think anyone can suit you at any time. In India, so many. In America, so many. So money cannot solve or any problem. But it will make so many problems. But yet we are following money. We think that money can save us. Money can help us. Money can give happiness. But it is not quite true. You can see. Ask your forefathers who have become so old of 100 years. You are happy? You will tell them not. Why? This world has been made from all these things. So, here anyone cannot be happy. Only one will be happy if anyone chant Krishna. Willingly, unwillingly. No question. You will be happy. Why Krishna is Krishna? He is omnipotent. He knows everything. He can help, he is powerful, he is so merciful, he can help. He knows how you can be helped. At first we have to know who am I. This is the first question. If this question is not coming in our mind, then we are not man, human body, but we are like a wild animal. No difference between the animals and myself. I know in shelter houses so many cows or so many sea goats are gathered there and one by one taking in meshing and giving some green grasses on their mouths nearby. And they are quarreling to take one entire cross. They are not knowing that I will have to digest just this moment. They don't know why they are going inside and not out. But we can. We do try ever for happiness. Happiness, very little comes. Comes happiness, very little. But mixing with suffering. No pure happiness. But if you don't want suffering and sorrow, but yet still comes, automatically. Why? Why? And anyone is taking birth in very rich persons like Indian Tata, like American Rockefeller and so on. in king dynasty he is coming and he becomes king. He comes in the form of prime minister or Rashtrapati. Why? Why one becomes coming from birth he becomes blind? Reading so much but falling down 15 times in one class. Why? So this, there should be a question like this. Why? Why distress are coming to me? I want happiness but not happiness is coming. Why? How you can be happy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was by Sanatana Krishna. Who answered? He told, Jivera Swarupa hai, Nitya Krishna Das. Krishna Rata Sasakti Hira. He told, all the souls, whether they are in man, woman, child, trees, creepers, animals, anywhere, all are eternal servant of Krishna, Lord. But now they have forget their swarup, they are now knowing that I am this body, physical body. And if physical body goes away, then cry. Once there is a story I am telling to you. For example, there was a very big rishi sent in India. His name was Ashtavakra Rishi. Ashtavakra means crooked in eight folded. Here so much. He was looking like this, hands like this, his hands and this length. In eight places he was looking there. His mouth was like this. He cannot speak so fluent. Having a stick, anyhow, coming from Himalaya, he went in the kingdom of Raj Dailish or Maharaj Janak. So realized, so in India. Though he was king, but he was realized. He knew Atma, Paramatma and all. Sita Devi come as his daughter, the wife of Ram. When he came, the gatekeepers opened the gate. For you, no obstruction, no order, you should go. And he came in the meeting place as we are here. Assembly hall. Assembly hall was full filled. Very big rishis, very learned persons, scholars of all kinds. But there. Some of them were realized of Atma, like Jagyavalkya and others also. When he entered the room in the meeting hall, all began to bow. This person also, the rishi, took his stick and took here. And he also began to laugh very loudly. All the restaurants, why he is laughing? We are laughing that he is crooked and so black, ugly. And he is fearless and he is entering in this so rich, learned assembly. He has no fear. Maharaj Janak stood up and folded his hand and told, "Oh, Maharaj, why you are laughing?" He told just at once, "Why you are all laughing?" He told, that they are laughing to see your ugly face,
your body.
Body. And you have so much dare to come to this very learned assembly. You are crooked, you are lame, you are all parts of the body are. Okay? And even you are coming here. You have no good clothes, nothing, like wet, naked, you are coming. With only a langoti, you know? Nothing else. He began to laugh and told, "I am not laughing, but I am crying with you. Because far so difference. I have long distance I have come. I have come here in 15 days walking from forest. I have heard that there are so many learned persons, I realize souls here. Then Maharaj told that, oh, you are all learned. He told that, alas, I am saying none is Lord learned, but all are Mochi, Kobulas. Kobulas means?
Shoemakers.
All are students. Why you are telling so? Abusing them? Because really they are shoemakers. They have knowledge of what kind of lace skein is
leather.
Only leather. They are not saying Atma. His Atma is the. What is Atma? His Atma is superior or what? Only they are simple. These are four elements, earth and water. Matters. They are not able to see my Atma, how fine, how small, how sweet, how learned, how wonderful this is. So I am waiting. Why I came? My coming here is in hell. So I am returning. Maharaj Jana embraced him and took him in his laps and made him sit on the throne, his own throne. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of that Ashtavakra. You are my guru. All whole world knows that I am a realized soul. But I am always in problem with this body, not knowing who I am. When soul comes out of this body, we'll have to get it in Fernald's Samadhi.
Very, very wrong.
Or if you are not doing it, burn to ashes. Or if you don't do two things, then it will be. It will be eaten by jackals, eagles, dogs, and then call that this is mine, it is not yours. So this body is not mine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the soul I am myself. So you should try to realize the soul, not try to give pleasure to this body. You cannot say this anyhow. Doctors can. Engineers can, you know, scientists are doing so much labor to make this body happen. That
inventions,
that a new heart can be given here. Monkey's heart can be. Dog's heart can be. Dog mind can be given. But they cannot know what is Atma. They have invented so many things, very strange things. This electricity, Vimana,
aeroplanes,
computers now, very, very beautiful things. Weapons, they can kill at once lakhs and lakhs person, like in Japan. They can do. But they cannot make a leg of any small ant. They cannot invent that what is Atman, by what thing Atman will be happy. So for this, we will have to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatana Goswami, he told that we are all servant of Krishna, heart and lost. How it be known? And how you will be happy? I will try to explain it tomorrow. Well, so much thanks to you all. You have come to listen to me. I am very, like a beggar. I am a penniless person, but I don't want any penny, any farthing, anything. I have come from India, from Vrindavan, from the place of Krishna, Radha and Sanatana Goswami Rupa, not to collect any money, but collect certainly something, and that is pure heart. I want to collect pure hearts, make more smooth, more sweet, more fragrant, and to offer the feet of lotus Krishna, so you can help me.
Name was Ashtavakra Rishi.
First of the criminals crooked in eight whole bit. Here, there, here so much. You are looking like this, hands like this, this hand, and this, this leg. In eight places he was. Crooked there. His mouth was like this. He cannot speak so influent. Having a stick, anyhow, coming from Himalaya, he went in the kingdom of Raj Palace of Maharaj Janak. So realized so in India. Though he was king, but he was realized. He knew Atma, Paramatma and all. Sita Devi come as his daughter, the wife of Ram. When he came, the gatekeepers opened the gate. For you, no obstruction, no order, you should go. And he came in the meeting place as we are here. Assembly hall. Assembly hall was full filled. Very big, big rishis, very learned persons, scholars of all kinds were there. Some of them were realized of Atma, like Jagya Volkar and others also. When he entered the room in the meeting hall, all began to laugh. This person also, Dirishi, took his stick and took here, and he also began to laugh very loudly. All the restaurants, why he is laugh? We are laughing that he is crooked in and so black, ugly, and he is fearless, and he is entering in this. So, rich, luscious, learned assembly. He has no fear. Maharaj Janak stood up and folded his hand and told, "Oh, Maharaj, why you are laughing?" He told just at once that, "Why you are all laughing?" He told that they are laughing to see your ugly face, body, and you have so much dare to come to this very learned assembly. You are crooked, you are lame, your all parts of the body are crooked, and even you are coming here. You have no good clothes, nothing, like wet, naked, you are coming. With only a langoti, you know? Nothing else. He began to laugh and told, "I am not laughing, but I am crying with you. Because far so different. I have long distance. I have come here in 15 days working from forest. I have heard that there are so many learned persons, I realize souls here." Then Maharaj told that, "Oh, these are all learned. Alas, I am saying none is learned, but all are mochis, cobblers. Cobblers means?
Shoemakers.
All are shoemakers. Why you are telling so? Abusing them? Because really they are students. They have knowledge of what kind of lacy's cane is.
Leather.
Only leather. They are not saying Atma. His Atma is the, what is Atma? His Atma is superior or what? Only they are saying. These are all elements. earth and ocean, matter. They are not able to see my Atma, how fine, how small, how sweet, how learned, how wonderful this is. So I am waiting, why I can? My coming here is in hell. So I am returning. Maharaj Janak embraced him and took him in his laps and made him sit on the throne, his own throne. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of that Ashtavakra. You are my guru. All whole world knows that I am realized so. But I am always in problem with this body, not knowing who I am. When soul comes out of this body, we'll have to get it in criminals what samadhi. Or if you are not doing it, burn to ashes. Or if you don't do two things, then it will be it will be eaten by jackals, eagles, dogs, and then call that this is mine, it is not yours. So this body is not mine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the soul I myself. So you should try to realize the soul, not try to give pleasure to this body. You cannot say this anyhow. Doctors cannot. Engineers can, you know, in this way. Scientists are doing so much labor to make this body happen. They are in
intentions
that a new heart can be given. Monkey's heart can be given. Dog's heart can be given. Dog mind can be given. But they cannot know what is Atma. That intention, so many things, very strange things. This electricity, demand,
airplanes,
computers now. Very, very beautiful. Weapons, they can kill at once lakhs and lakhs persons, like in Japan.
Yes.
They can do. But they cannot make a leg of any small ant. They cannot. They cannot invention that what is Atma, by what thing Atma will be happy. So for this, we'll have to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. He told that we are all servant of Krishna, part and parcel. How it be known and how it will be happy, I will try to explain it. But time is over. But so much thanks to you all. You have come to listen to me. I am very, like a beggar. I am a penniless person, but I don't want any penny, any farthing, anything. I have come from India, from Vrindavan, from the place of Krishna, Radha and Sanatana Goswami Rupa, not to collect any money, but collect certain something, and that is pure heart. I want to collect pure hearts, make more smooth, more sweet, more fragrant, and to open the feet of your expression, so you can help me.